Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with, of course, me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive all next week alongside Darren Bent. Now, we start this podcast off by looking back at yesterday's FA Cup action, where, of course, the league leaders Arsenal travelled to face the champions of England, Man City. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
The FA Cup fourth round starts here, and why would you want to be anywhere else in the world for that matter? As I said, the two best teams in the country right now going head to head. It's Manchester City versus Arsenal, live and exclusive on TalkSport.
It's a mistake from Holding. Haaland almost in, he might yet be. It's an overhead kick, a bit of improvisation. Tomiyasu will chest it down, stop it going in. Arsenal bring it forward again with Saka and Nketiah. Couldn't control it. Vieira can, plays it forward. Trossard taking on Lewis inside the area. Good save. And it didn't quite break for Vieira. Second decent stop of the evening from Ortega. Lewis back for De Bruyne. De Bruyne opening it up, left foot, he curbs it. Just wide. That was Manchester City at their best. Manchester City fans just reminding their Arsenal counterparts that despite the league table as it stands at the moment, it is City that own the silverware for now. Back for Grealish. Grealish inside the penalty area. Twisting. Doesn't put a right-footed cross in. Tries to get in on his left. Plays it back for Ake! 1-0 to Manchester City.
Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta shared his thoughts after the game.
Mikel, commiserations. Tell us, what was your game plan this evening and how you think your players did?
I think they executed what we wanted extremely well. I think we are very disappointed because we believed that we could have taken much more from the game and we didn't. And in part, it's because we lacked something, especially in our own box, in that action to defend that action better. And then there were moments that we have to change the gears in the from the high press to the situation that we have to have more composure on the ball. But overall, it's disappointment. We are out.
Many fans raised eyebrows when they saw the six changes on the team sheet. What was the reason for those changes?
They fully deserve to play. And we tell them every day how important they are, and we praise them for the way they behave, and everybody is going to be contributing till the end of the season. And with words is not enough. They need facts, and they show me today again that I have to keep doing that.
Lots was made in the build-up to this game about the psychological element of the fixture, particularly as it pertained to the Premier League title race. How do you ensure that this result doesn't affect the momentum of your side?
It will be a completely very different game. When we play them at the Emirates, it will be as tough as it was today, because you know the level of that opponent, but we have to keep believing that we can go all the way and do it.
What did you learn about your squad today with those changes and the way that they performed? It was still a very tight contest.
That if ever I have any doubts, take those away and believe in them.
And finally, a trip to your former club, Everton, next, who may have a new manager in the dugout in the shape of Sean Dyche. Does that make that journey more difficult for your side?
Always when there is a change of manager, obviously he's going to try to have an immediate impact. There will be things that are going to change. The player will have more energy. The crowd that imagine that as well. So we'll have to prepare for that.
And Pep Guardiola, no one really knows, also gave us his reaction to his City side's performance.
was it in your mind at all that you wanted to lay down a marker this evening with the tightness in the Premier League title race?
Different competition.
Not in your thoughts at all?
No.
You asked your fans here just over a week ago, the players too, to see more fire, passion, guts, determination, something that you wanted to see in your side. You've had two home games since then. How have you felt that these players have responded to that call?
Exceptional.
Exceptional. Why so good?
Because they are so good.
Coming up, you've got a game against Tottenham Hotspur away from home, another tricky match for your match. How much positivity do you take from this evening into that?
We have 8 days to prepare, now have 2 days off, and we start to prepare the game.
Congratulations.
That's a graft, that, isn't it?
That was a graft. That was graft.
Kiwoos and Kraft, you deserve medals. Neither manager giving anything away.
That was hard, that.
Especially Pep.
That was hard.
He was on the graft there.
That was a hard listen.
And that's not the only FA Cup game TalkSport will be bringing you live and exclusive this weekend.
The only place on national radio you can find out is here on the home of the FA Cup.
Barnes, it's 1-1, he's done it again, he's rescued it for Leicester. Zabaleta has surely won it for Leeds United. Alexander Mitrovic for Fulham.
That should do it for Sunderland. Ahmed Diallo celebrates.
Harry Kane with the strike to put Tottenham in front.
And that could be the winning goal for Preston North End.
With a Fernandes finds the corner. Manchester United lead.
Lucas Schell gets at least one back for Reading.
Brighton take the lead. A stunning effort from Caicedo.
And Mo Salah scores for Liverpool.
Wrexham beat the team 59 places above them in the league ladder.
The FA Cup, the original and the best.
At 12:30 today, TalkSport brings you exclusive FA Cup commentary of Walsall against Leicester City. The Foxes boss, Brendan Rodgers, explains what his side needs to be wary of.
Well, every game is different, of course, but these obviously will play a different system, we think, to what Gillingham would have played or MK Dons and some of the other competitions. So we have to deal with that, deal with the structural change. Normally you find down the pyramid a little bit, the team's very good in set pieces, so we'll have to make sure we're ready for that as well. But it's something that we've fully prepared for.
Now, ahead of Man United against Reading, live and exclusive on TalkSport from 8 p.m. tonight, the Red Devils manager Erik ten Hag believes his side are in the fight for 4 trophies this season.
That's why we need all the players who we have here in the squad and to develop them, but especially to get the right results out of it. And we want to stay in those games, of in those leagues, as long as possible. And so we have to fight for that. And I think that's good for the development of this club. And if we are ahead or not in the process, I don't know. What we do is every day we have to give our maximum. Every day we have to approach it. Good is not good enough. We have to do better. And so that we keep going and keep going in the progress. And the progress, it's about that. And it's never an end. And we have to approach it like that. And then, if we are ahead or not in the process, it's not that important. It's the way where we are now, and we want to win every game, and it doesn't matter who's the opponent.
Moving to yesterday now, and we heard the news that Everton were in for Sean Dyche as their next manager. Simon Jordan gave us his thoughts on the potential appointment.
I think there's a lot about Sean Dyche that gets misrepresented. He doesn't misrepresent himself or his lack of, his belief in himself, because he is very confident and believes that he is capable of doing the job and any job that's put in front of him. Yeah. So I think it's a sensible move. I think it's a sensible move. I hope that they've sorted out the contract in terms of make it a proper contract for Sean. But I think it gives Everton an opportunity. It's a difficult job, but he's a grown-up and he understands his way around. He's got enough experience to be able to manage the shortcomings of the squad that they've got there at the same time as put this put these players into perspective. He's got a couple of players there that he knows. Dwight McNeil, back time he turned up, and I'm sure that he'll get James Tarkowski performing at a better level.
That's
so
right.
I think it's a sensible, half-decent appointment.
Martin Keown also joined White and Jordan and believes it's time for Sean Dyche to finally prove himself as a Premier League manager.
I think it's work in progress. See how he does. I think he's a man with a point to prove. And I don't know if there's many other options around. I think Bielsa with Murder Ball and all the rest of it and all the ideas and the craziness would have been an interesting one. But Sean Dyche, for me, makes a good alternative. Mm. But he's got to go and prove it. The immediate thing is that they don't want to get relegated. They want to stay up. But then if they've appointed someone who, if they do go down, has good knowledge of actually promoting and getting the team back up.
So it's
a little bit twofold in this instance. Whereas up to now, it's been, what are we on now? 7 or 8 managers in 8 years at Everton? It's been astonishing, the turnover of managers.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And don't forget, of course, TalkSport brings you live and exclusive radio commentary of Artur Beterbiev against Anthony Yard for the unified light heavyweight crown. That's from 10 p.m. tonight.
Anthony Yard challenges Artur Beterbiev for the unified light heavyweight world titles.
We all know Beterbiev and the capabilities that he has.
This guy can punch with both hands.
Beterbiev is a tough man to contend with.
Bruising is a great descriptive for Beterbiev.
A knockout win and the light heavyweight championship to Artur Beterbiev.
But I think this is Anthony's time.
Lions in the camp! When I'm shouting lions in the camp, it's not no gimmick.
Anthony Yard was ferocious. Anthony Yard has another stoppage victory.
Lions have no choice but to go and hunt.
I don't want to talk a lot. I want to do something.
I came from nothing. So if I get given an opportunity, I'm taking it.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe. Everyone, be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.